Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris.
What's going on? It's your girl. It's Karina Reichman. You remember me from last time? Last week we did this, same time, same place. It's the same one, and I am so stoked to be here with my mainest man, iBoogs, Isaac Sloan, on the couch. What is up, Isaac? How you doing?
Karina, I am starting not to give a damn about my reputation.
But what made you change your mind? Because we were living in the past and it's a new generation, or, you know?
We got to do what we got to do.
Dude, you're so right, Isaac. And I'm going to let everybody sit with that and not even explain it yet, because I have something very important to talk about before we get into that. And it is the fact that my girl, our girl, Marlo Shankweiler, she is the producer of the pod. She is the baddest bee on the planet, actually. And if you don't know now, you will soon. She's going on tour with her band Melt. Melt the band, you heard it right. And they are coming to a town near you, I swear. This is the first time. These kids, by the way, they're all of 23, 24 years old, and they are out here just slaying like you wouldn't believe. It's unbelievable. This is their first actual month-long tour. Before this, they've only done weekends, and boy, have they done weekends to death. They have absolutely crushed these things. And now they're going to feel what it really feels like to be a touring rock band. And I want you to be there. I want you to see it. Dude, they're playing huge rooms. Webster Hall. Two nights at the Sinclair. First night is already sold out. That's in Boston. Get your tickets, Boston. You know this band is hot. Woo! All right.
I'm wildly excited.
It's unbelievable.
I will be at the shows in Nashville, the show in Philly.
Dude.
The two nights in Boston.
Oh.
Webster Hall. Hope to see you there, maybe somewhere else on the road. Check him out.
Dude, and if you're there and you see Isaac, he's wildly approachable. Maybe not as much as me. Just kidding, he's more approachable than me. And you can come up to him, ask him for a picture, ask him what his favorite James Joyce quote is. He is good to go. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love to take pictures.
He's really good. You're a man of the people, Isaac.
Totally.
You just are. You know, and you're going to be there at the Melt show, and there are going to be these people being like, dude, I'm here because of inappropriate happiness. And you're going to be like, oh, snap. And then you're going to make lifelong Melt fans into them, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. So we look forward to that. Now back to Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
Tell us, Karina.
You know, Isaac started quoting Bad Reputation by Joan Jett at the top of the episode because yours truly, me, I just got done actually taping my first day of Seth Meyers today. I am, for those who don't know, I am subbing in on bass in what they call the 8G band. That's the house band on Seth Meyers late night on NBC all week long. And, just the day before we taped, I got thrown a little, curveball by the band leader, and he was like, hey, here's a thought for the audience warm-up song. Do you want to sing and play Bad Reputation by Joan Jett? And I said, James, yes, I do. And cut to Isaac quizzing me on the order of the verses and the content of the verses, just, you know, for many hours the night before we taped. And thank you, Isaac. Isaac, for those of you who don't know, he has a memory like an elephant. He can hear a song once and know every word to it. Your girl, me, can listen to a song 1,000 times and not retain a single word, you know? And so, you know, you just got to work with what you're given. And I'm so glad that Isaac was there to help me get these words committed to memory.
Well, I feel like it's kind of been a fun part of our friendship because there have been things like the headcount spelling bee where night before I was quizzing you on the spelling of different words. And then you won the spelling bee that year.
Because of your great tutelage.
There was the time that we played a gig in the salt mines of St. John, and we were learning the lyrics to Gumbo by Fish and Breakdown by Tom Petty and No Rain by Blind Melon, and you know, just quizzing each other, getting excited for the event. I mean,
it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And like, you know, you're so good with words, and you have such a good memory of all of that stuff. And I don't know what I'm always I've found myself a bit lyrically oblivious in my life, you know, and that's not to say that I don't appreciate a great lyric when I hear one, and I know a good one from a bad one, you know what I mean? And I'm a lover of language and a lover of words, but I have always found myself, when I listen to music, listening to the instruments and not the vocals firstly, even if it's a vocal driven tune. And it just, like, I don't know what that is about me, but I'm working on it because there's so much, you know, you should be listening to both.
Well, how did it go today?
I crushed it today, Isaac.
I love
to
hear
it. It went great, you know. And I did, you know, I put a cheat sheet for those Bad Reputation lyrics on the floor next to my feet. Everybody has cheat sheets on this gig, by the way. Everybody, you know, I'm the only one with a cheat sheet for the Bad Reputation lyrics, but everybody has sort of crib notes, if you will. So I didn't feel like a buffoon doing that, but got up there. I realized, you know, it was sort of one of the things that I was most scared about going into it. And now I know moving forward that it's, you know, the lyrics to Bad Reputation, when the cameras are not rolling and you're just doing it to warm up the audience before the show even tapes, is the least important part of, you know, my role there. And the most important part is the actual taping. And, you know, it went really well all around. And now I did a great job. And now I'm like, oh, like, that's how you prepare for this gig. You know what I mean? Like, now I know sort of how to practice tonight and tomorrow morning before I show up there, you know?
Well, those of you who are listening who haven't been watching Karina for the past two nights, absolutely kill it on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Her last episode of this run will premiere tonight, if you're listening on Thursday, the day this episode comes out. Check her out. Check out Gwen Stefani, who will be the guest that evening. Karina, if there's one thing you get to say to Gwen Stefani on Thursday, what will it be?
I'm going to imitate Flava Flav. And I'm going to go, Gwen Stefani!
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
I really hope so. Just kidding. I probably won't do that, but I'm gonna fangirl pretty hard. I'm a very big No Doubt fan for many, many, many years. And I love Gwen's solo records as well. And I just think she, talk about another bad B, baby. She is a bad B. And I'm super, I don't know. That's Isaac also. He did me a big solid and he found out the guests this week before I even knew by looking at, what'd you look at, the TV guide?
I think it was TV guide.
I think you looked at the TV guide. Why are you so good? And tomorrow, which if you're listening to this on Thursday when this episode comes out, will be yesterday. Danny DeVito and Tegan and Sarah are going to be on the show.
OMG.
It's a pretty big one for me as well, you know?
Totally. I know how much of a Tegan and Sarah fan you are.
Tegan, Sarah, I love you, baby, but I'm talking about Danny. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm a very big It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan, a late bloomer to the show, but now an absolute, you know, I'm like an encyclopedia for the shit, you know. And, you know, Danny DeVito plays a character called Frank Reynolds. And, you know, when somebody is cast just so well that they embody that character and you can't even imagine them as anybody else, even themselves, that's how I feel about Frank Reynolds, a.k.a. Danny DeVito.
Well, I'm wildly excited for you and Danny DeVito and Gwen Stefani. Dude. And Joan Jett and Seth Meyers.
All the people, man. And shout out to my boy, Raghav Mehrotra, who is the guest drummer this week. He is 18 years old, perhaps best known for being the drummer on School of Rock, the musical on Broadway. He is nasty behind the kit. And I mean that in a positive way. Nasty. I mean, this kid is really, really, really amazing. And it's a pleasure to be the rhythm section with him. And yeah. Hope you tuned in to Seth tonight, or maybe you've tuned in every night, and I'm having a ball, Isaac. It's a wild opportunity. I'm so grateful to have been given the chance to do this, and I think I told you before, when I first got home, I was like, you know, it's both a very easy gig and a very hard gig, and it's one that is unlike anything I've ever done, so very, very stoked at the opportunity.
I'm wildly excited to watch you on TV tonight.
Thanks, dude.
Speaking of the merging of music and lyrics and incredible drummers, the Dave Matthews Band,
boom,
today announced an 11-date fall 2022 North American and some of Canada tour.
He said it. He said it. He meant it.
We
Isaac.
Haven't really spoken about the Dave Matthews Band on this podcast.
I think that's really true and clearly a glaring omission. I feel like we should both, you know, trace our respective histories and feelings about the Dave Matthews Band back for all of 30 seconds, because I just want to make it known. My whole life, all my high school years, my early college years, I was something of a hater. I found myself the opposite of compelled by the Dave Matthews Band, whatever that is. I thought this guy was goofy. He wore his guitar too high. You know, it was super saccharine. I just was like, oh no, I'm a Fish fan. I definitely don't like that. But then, Isaac, I found myself running some party buses to and from Dave Matthews Band shows at the Izod Center and PNC Bank Art Center and Jones Beach when I used to work for a company called Rocks Off that, you know, the flagship event was the concert cruise around Manhattan, but a big element of what we did was, you know, put complete lunatics on party buses and take them to and from Manhattan and to shows slightly outside of Manhattan. So, of course, I was subjected to seeing a bunch of Dave Matthews shows, right? Sort of as part of my job or whatever. And I got to say, I was won over big time by the live performance. And now here I am walking around going, if you could keep me floating just for a while. I'm in now. I'm in.
Nice.
So that's what I got. You've liked them always.
I've liked them always. I was given seats to see them as like, it was like a corporate event that happened at Madison Square Garden where it was like a fundraiser.
Okay.
And I was like in middle school and my dad's company had a bunch of extra seats.
Oh.
And I went and I was like, I like this. This is interesting. I'm not sure what it is I like about this because I'm very young and more worried about getting up for school the next morning. But there was something about it that stayed with me.
Sure.
And then they came around again and the Roots opened for them, the Garden. And this time I was a little bit older and they put out the Big Whiskey and the Grugerux King album. And Fish was about to get back on the road. And I got way deep into their catalog, as people who like the Dave Matthews Band do, and have been seeing them, you know, a couple times a year, maybe once or twice a year ever since.
Sure.
And Madison Square Garden is a great place to see them, and they are closing this stretch in the fall with two nights, November 18th and 19th, at the Garden. Other dates include Dayton, Ohio, home of the Dayton Tube Jam.
Yeah.
Different bands. Great jam. They're also playing in Seattle and Portland and Salt Lake City and Chicago. I'm not going to be able to make this tour, unfortunately, due to prior obligations. But if you're at all curious, go see the Dave Matthews Band. I saw the both nights at the Garden last year and loved both of them. He just finished Three Nights at the Gorge Amphitheater, which is an annual tradition. They didn't repeat any songs over the three nights. They definitely jam.
They super jam. And no pun intended, baby. And, you know, we'd be remiss to mention that, you know, the few nights at the Gorge they just did were opened by, you know, some friends and some great, great bands. Solis, Eric Krasno and the Assembly, Larkin Poe, Mount Joy. Like, it looked like a really stacked time to be at the Gorge, you know. And Dave always has very cool support, I find.
He does, and he always goes on stage and introduces his support, which I think is a very cool thing.
You got to appreciate that. You really got to appreciate that. And just, you know, to illustrate how far I have come since my sipping on that haterade of the Dave Matthews Band, literally, I saw them... I want to say, what was that, December or November? Yeah, November or December 2019 at the Garden. And I remember bawling my eyes out watching everybody sing Ants Marching all together. And that is just a very extreme 180 from the Slayer loving Fish is the only band that matters. Fuck the Dave Matthews Band, Karina, that existed in high school. So I just, you know, really softened up in my old age. Now every time I'm listening, I'm like, I got central heating and I'm all right. I'm like, wow, Karina, you've really come a long way.
Well, on the off chance that you're listening to this and you don't really listen to the Dave Matthews Band, and for some reason, Karina and I have compelled you to check them out. They have some great live albums. They also, their first three studio albums, Under the Table and Dreaming, Crash, and Before These Crowded Streets, produced all by Steve Lillywhite, I believe, right?
I certainly most of them.
I think so. Those three albums are the place to start. The rest of the albums are usually a little bit overproduced, but also there's some guilty pleasures on there for sure.
How about Don't Drink the Water, the Blood in the Water?
That is on Before These Crowded Streets, I believe.
Oh, dude, that's good. That's good stuff.
That is a great... Great.
Song. I love the concept that you and I could potentially be turning someone on in the Dave.
That is a wild idea.
Because they are so famous.
They're widely recognized, so particularly beloved by people who listen to things like what we're doing right now.
Correct. So sorry you had to listen to us talk about Dave, but we got central heating and we're all right.
How about Two Step? You love
Two Step. Let me tell you. Yeah. You know, that might be the tune that won me over, you know. Fucking Two Step, dude. Celebrate to ruin it. Because life is short but sweet for certain. Everybody, you don't even know what you're in for, except you probably do because these are wildly famous songs. I say, we love the Dave Matthews Band. We fully stan, and we're just glad that he's back.
Well, while you have been making it rain on Seth Meyers and Dave Matthews Band has been making it rain, the sky has literally been making it rain in some places that aren't so appreciative of said rain.
That is an award-winning segue, and you deserve several trophies for the way you strung that together, Isaac.
Well, let's bring it home for the people.
Yo,
what do you got?
I mean, talk to me, people. Talk to me. Tell me you want some rain, because holy shit.
Last week, we covered the Sacred Rose Festival, and since our last episode...
They have come sort of, like, you know, basically we didn't know last time. We were talking a little bit about it, sort of in defense of the festival, sort of understanding of the people who felt that they were slightly shortchanged because of so many things that had happened there, but it has now come to light. It's a new week, right? The organizers of the Sacred Rose Festival are... issuing refunds for those of you who attended either just on Sunday or if you bought a three-day pass, right? So if you bought a three-day pass, you can go online and you can get a third of the ticket price reimbursed to you. Or if you just bought a ticket for Sunday, you can get the price of your Sunday ticket refunded. And that is kind of wild, Isaac. I didn't see it coming. I really didn't see it coming. And honestly, good on them. That is a bold move, and I'm just, again, I'm feeling bad for them that they took so much heat on the internet for things out of their control, you know, and things that, you know, again, you know, you go to one of these concerts, and we could talk about the next one we're about to breach, which is Fish at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. You know, sometimes if you're at the concert and they are saying, hey, there's lightning in the area, we need to evacuate, but you're not seeing the lightning and you're not being actively precipitated on, it can be very confusing. So I just feel bad for everybody that, you know, had a sort of confusion and misunderstanding about all that. But, you know, bottom line, you got to keep the patrons safe. You got to keep the band safe. You got to keep the stage crew safe, you know, and that's just a matter of fact. So,
well, hopefully those poor confused people have a little extra scratch in their pockets now. Thank you, yeah. Sacred Rose.
Hey, Sacred Rose. Everybody's got a couple, two, three more dollars in their pockets now. What are they going to buy? Some umbrellas?
Some copies of Dave Matthews Band.
Under the Table of Dreams.
Compact disc.
Clearly, I mean. So, not only Sacred Rose experiencing some weather and, you know, cancellations, delays, etc. The band that we like, Isaac, The Fish from Vermont, underwent some weather-related troubles this last weekend in Colorado. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Karina. Fish, adding a night to their annual Dick's Labor Day run at the Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City, Colorado, ran into a little trouble at the start of their, their second show on the Friday.
Right.
Before they even went on stage, there was a major rain delay,
whew,
postponing the show over 2 hours, I believe.
I believe that's correct, and, you know, neither of us were there, but man, you know, I think between the two of us, it's safe to say we knew about 300 people there, and...
Yeah. Well, I'd been to Dick's maybe 5 times.
Sure.
Once with you, and it is an excellent celebration of the end of the summer. It sends people into Labor Day, I mean, and beyond, really, the fall, in a really positive, fulfilling way. And I think this was no exception.
It is known now. You know, there was this rain delay. The photos are wild. People had to get underneath sort of the covering of the sides of, what do you even call that? I was about to call it an arena. It's not, it, or like, it's
a soccer stadium.
Jesus. Actually. I mean, yeah. It is enormous there. You can really stuff quite a few hippies in there.
Totally.
And definitely a couple soccer players. But so everybody took cover, you know. And then, of course, there are these very, the end of times almost photos of, you know, a few stragglers, some of whom were naked in the middle of the floor.
Right, I saw a naked guy.
There were several naked dudes, you know. And we don't have to make reference to the Fish song, you know, that kind of talks about the naked dude, but they then went and opened with that one, didn't they, that night?
Saw you with a creamy and the naked dude.
And I couldn't eat my food, but I think everybody ate well once they came off all of the drugs that they definitely took at the wrong time at this concert because it started much later than they anticipated.
Ooh.
Ooh. I hope that's not the case, but if I'm a betting man, I think it's probably the case, but...
Well, look, we hope you had fun either way. It seems like they played a ripping one-set show and then followed it up on Saturday with what people are saying is the show of the summer.
Sure.
I haven't heard it yet.
Me neither, but I'm glad that there's that rhetoric surrounding it, and I'm just always happy to hear people enjoying Fish music. That is very, very important to me.
Absolutely. They busted out Thunderhead for the first time since December 1st, 2003.
Beautiful thing, and for good reason. And backtracking, you know, right before that, could you just rip real quick for the people the set list from, you know, the one set show, big rain cancellation, big naked dude energy, boom. Fish hits the stage. They tweet, by the way, that they are going to play just one long ass set, quote unquote. So, I mean, if you're there and you're checking your Twitter and you see Fish, official Fish, tweeting that they're about to play a quote unquote one long ass set, I mean, I'm revved up and ready to go from the comfort of New York City, you know? So, what do you got?
We got Carini, Into You, Enjoy Myself, Into Ghost, Into Julius, Reba, Tube, Into Tweezer, Into What's the Use, Weekapaw Groove, No Man in No Man's Land, Back into the Weekapaw Groove, Moon Age Daydream, Chalk Dust Torture, with an encore of Pebbles and Marbles and Tweezer Reprise.
Woo!
That's pretty hot.
I mean, that makes me want to get naked right now.
And we got to shout out our dearest friend and listener of the podcast, Josh Raskin, who got not one birthday show on September 3rd, but the end of that one set show.
It's like they're playing midnight on your birthday, but they're playing after midnight. You're basically getting two shows on your birthday or something.
We love you, Josh.
Happy birthday. He is a longtime friend, a longtime listener, and we love him very, very much. He's a good man, and he has a daughter attending Boulder University this fall, baby. So a lot of birds getting stoned that weekend, meaning, you know what I'm saying, you go to the fish show, you check your daughter in for, a beautiful first semester of college. What a great weekend. Great, great things to do as both a father and a lover of Fish the Band. So this is all excellent stuff. We hope you had the best time at Dick's. And man, can't stop the weather, right, Boogs? What do you say?
You cannot. You cannot. Will Fish follow suit with Dave Matthews Band and announce a fall tour? Who's to say? We have no idea, but you know we'll be covering it here at Inappropriate Happiness.
You're damn right. You're damn right. Inappropriate Happiness, I mean, we are so thrilled to just keep this train rolling. As I mentioned, Marlo Shankweiler is our producer. She is going on tour with the band Melt. Yeah, baby. They get two plugs this episode. That's how much we love these guys. And if you're still listening, you got to be like, holy shit, I got to buy a Melt ticket literally right now. They're definitely coming to my town. And if you don't have Melt the Band tour dates typed into your browser, you're sleeping. So thank you, Marlo. We don't know how we're going to do this podcast while you're on the road, but we are going to figure it out because we're two very bright and very dedicated young people over here. Shout out to Brian Brickman, my main man. We don't know him in person, but we know him over the phone and we know him via email, and he really keeps the wheels on the bus here at Inappropriate Happiness.
And I think he was at Dick's.
Come on, Colorado native, if you're not at Dick's, what are you doing? Other than, you know, maybe having a pleasant barbecue with your family or many other things. Shout out to RJB. I like to think he was at Dick's too. I just don't know. RJ, where you at, baby? Were you at Dick's? He has some beautiful looking children. Come on, were you with your children, your wife, Dick's, doing all kinds of fun stuff with the family, Labor Day? It's just a beautiful thing. We love this guy. Again, keeps the wheels rolling here on Inappropriate Happiness. Shout out to Osiris, the network that makes it all happen, the network that puts us on and allows us to wax poetic about the things that make us jump up and down inappropriately with more gusto than anyone has any right to have. So thank you guys for tuning in. Isaac, what do you got for the week ahead?
Oh my God, we have so much for the week ahead. I know. You are going to Camp Creek. We're going to go see Pearl Jam. There's a lot going on.
Dude, Roxy Music and St. Vincent?
Oh, by next week, it's going to be a whole other world we're living in.
Oh, I mean, all the live music. It's about to be like, you know, that fall feeling where every band that's ever existed is on tour and playing because it's the fall. You know, that's why they call it Rocktober. Pardon the nomenclature, because I think it's rather saccharine, just like I used to think the Dave Matthews Band was rather saccharine. And now I'm weeping to seeing all the people happily dancing to Ants Marching. Things have changed. Things have changed. Anyway, hope you go see some live music you love. Hope you had a great Labor Day. Hope you're just enjoying yourself. Whatever. Come on, man. It's great. Dates on calendars. It's all good, baby. Just be in the moment. Just flow.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we will.
And by see you, I mean we will. You'll hear our voices in your ears next time.
And we'll love every second of it. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
I've been jumping turnstiles, hailing taxis with intent. Do you need directions? I bet. It's not where you...
Osiris.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians. everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King in Off-Road Minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.